You couldn't make it up. English news for the 3rd of October. The row over the Daily Mail's attack on the Labour Party leader's dad rumbles on. Pundits say that the papers have the right to offend and that the press is raucous. So, in the end, it's readers who must judge if the paper is a good use of their money. There's no guarantee that they'll stop buying it because it's offensive, misleading or irrelevant, as there's good evidence that in England there is a public appetite for abusive and salacious articles. Indeed, that's why we have laws of libel, to prevent creative reporting and editing crossing the line into harmful malice. We're on the road, or rather off it, with two car stories today. First, the driver of a £400,000 Lamborghini Aventador has lost his car, seized by police, because he didn't have insurance allowing him to drive it. Second, police are searching for the driver of a £24,000 Mercedes that was filmed going along the main road with the bonnet open. When they catch up with this chap, he's unlikely to be driving anything for some time. Overseas in New York, British street artist Banksy has arrived for a month-long residency. His first work was called The Street Is in Play. It showed two children with a spray can next to an official sign saying graffiti is a crime. I said it showed because it's already been painted over in just one day by somebody who hasn't heard that people pay up to almost £1 million for a Banksy. Well, there again, perhaps they have. And finally, English Lessons in Cluj has joined Facebook.